Good morning, KC. So yesterday was Valentine's Day. I'm giving away a show affection about people in your life, not just romance, just people that you love. Today, though, is a different story.
Right. Today is what is called Singles Awareness Day, or what's the acronym, Tara?
SAD.
And so it's a day to celebrate all things being single and why you like being single. We gave Rocket a chance to celebrate and explain why he likes being single, and I feel like he's trying to convince himself that he's happy.
No, I'm not. I really am happy my life. Yes.
Really?
I've got a great daughter, which, by the way, I get to see her this weekend.
Mm-hmm. But she's in Chicago most of the time.
Yeah, but then I've got, like, you guys. I got the show.
Yeah, but Tara and I have our own lives, and we have significant others.
That's true, but he does try to take my significant other
sometimes. That is true as well.
So that
means you're not happy being single if you're trying to steal her man.
No, I am. I can say this. I am very happy to be single. I am.
Really?
Well, give me some facts. Maybe see if I can change. I don't know. You guys are confusing me and making me flustered. Every time we talk about
you're the one. Like, you're the only one who knows if you're happy being single.
I am, but then you throw these doubts in my head for no reason.
All right, Rocket. First, I found the 10 states that complain the most about being single on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Utah, Texas, Nevada, Alaska, Idaho, Iowa, Hawaii, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. You guys, complainers. But we, being Kansas, not Missouri, sorry, Missouri, are among the states that complain the least. So good job, Kansas. You're super positive.
And then Rocket lives in Missouri, so he's not positive. He's sad.
But 52.2% of men are more satisfied than women with dating in Kansas City.
Really? I wonder why that is.
So maybe he's telling the truth. He is satisfied.
That's satisfied with dating. Are you satisfied with dating?
I don't really date.
Really?
What is it called that you do with these ladies, Rocket?
How many ladies are there?
I've got friends.
I feel like Rocket's feeling cornered. If you'd like to talk about Singles Awareness Day and why you like being single and why Kansas City is a good city to be single in, you can call 576-7093. Maybe get Rocket off the hook, although I like leaving him out there on the edge. Why do you like being single?
And ask more information about his dating life.
Like either one.
His style.
You could call an offer today, Rocket. I don't care.
No. Like I said, I think that I know a lot of people that are happy being single, though. Not just me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are out there, please call, because you're leaving me. You're hanging me out to dry right now.
A lot of people calling to back you up there.
There's nobody calling.
Woo, look at all those Single Awareness Day people calling.
But I also heard...
Maybe I should give out the number again, 576-7093.
But you talked about this, I want to say a couple of years ago, that for women, it was hard to date in Kansas City because there's not enough single men.
Yeah.
Do you think
Rocket, I feel it's just a public service for you to be out there so that women have enough people to date.
Teresa, I'm too set in my ways. I have a wonderful, I really do have, I'm very, I think my stars every day for being, you know, single in the life that I have.
Debbie wants to save you.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Rocket. I am right there with you.
Thank you.
I've been single for many years, and I am extremely happy. I have a wonderful life. I have a great job. I have good friends. I get to do the things I want to do.
When you want to do them.
Yes, absolutely. And every time you talk about it, I'm going, yay, Rocket. You are right on. I am right there with you.
Now, Debbie, let me ask you this. Do you, in the afternoon, when you get lonely, bother all of your friends that are in relationships by texting them every 5 minutes from about, 3 p.m. till about midnight?
Not at all.
You don't?
I'm still working.
That's odd. Rocket does that.
Thank you.
Well, I think that you can communicate with people just fine, but no, I'm happy to.
All right, let's go to Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
You happy being single?
I am, yeah. I think that you have to be able to make yourself happy before you can expect anybody else to do it. So I don't think there's anything wrong with being single. I really don't. And I feel for you, Rocket, and I know that you have to be happy because you get to hang out with Teresa and Tara all day.
And he's lucky that way.
And I love that.
He's very lucky.
No, and I tell them that every day. I'm the luckiest guy.
But you can't date us, Rocket.
No, but you're family.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Can't date your family.
I'm not dating.
I mean, at one point, you got to take care of your, you know, romantic urges.
Okay. We're not going to get into that.
Let's
right
go to
now.
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
Hey, talk to me.
Well, I am not happy being single, basically because there are not a lot of eligible men to date.
Well, Rocket's right here.
I'm not. Stop.
Rocket, are you an eligible man to date?
Why does she do this to me? I mean, seriously.
It's Singles Awareness Day, Rocket.
Thank you, honey.
All right, let's go to, I think we have Philip.
Yeah.
Talk to me, brother.
Yeah, single's great.
See?
It's all about being happy and wherever you are, whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, you got to be happy.
So, Rocket, are you in a relationship or not in a relationship?
I'm in many relationships with a lot of close friends and family.
Oh, my gosh, many relationships.
No, not like that.
Wow, I never would have thought you were that kind of guy.
One more call.
Let's go to Elisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You happy being single?
I guess, there's nothing wrong with it, but then later on down in life, I don't want to be the one that dies alone kind of thing.
Wow, why did throw a wrench down my...
What is she throwing a wrench
down?
Where's
the
wrench going?
I'm throwing a wrench there.
Never mind.
Come on, get up. Don't stop.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.